Hey everyone, it's Pacific. First, a content warning. This episode contains graphic depictions of drowning. Listener discretion is advised. Next, have one quick announcement before we get into this week's episode. We just launched a new anthology fiction podcast with the George A. Romero Foundation. It's a podcast all about zombies and inspired by George Romero's foundational works. This podcast isn't your typical survivor stories. No. These are the stories of the dead. You can listen to The Dead on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Next, I'll give a big shout out to our patrons. Joining us this week was Devious Nick, Seth Stanley, Charles Kowalski, Nicholas Lemming, Nathan Schutzitz, Kelly Emmerich, Dylan Trazushi, Ballard Was Her, Frederico Rodriguez, and Jackie the Demon. All right, now a short ad break, and then this week's episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Access will be entertainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain.
How are we doing back there? Won't be long now. We're just about to the lake.
Please let me... Oh God, please!
I was scared too, you know. I mean, it wasn't quite the same for me. I'd come, more or less, on my own 2 feet, but I gotta tell ya, those last few steps into the water, they weren't easy. I won't lie, I was filled with doubt, just like the Apostle Thomas. And fear too, I suppose. I was scared. Didn't know what quite to expect. I suppose it's only natural, though, to fear the unknown. A baptism like this.
I'm already baptized.
Not like this, you ain't.
I just want to go home.
And you will, my dear.
I just want to go home.
Praise God.
Please.
Can't you feel it? It's like the whole of creation is watching. This truly is the day that the Lord has made. Ooh, this is one of my favorites.
Okay, let me get this straight. You think that she was really, actually, truly abducted by Satanists?
I do. It's all part of a huge conspiracy.
A conspiracy?
My mother told me that the rise of Satan has mostly to do with our country's moral decline.
Did she?
She did.
But what's that got to do with Tammy?
Well, I can't say exactly, but you know she is... How can I put this? Her family's got different beliefs.
Different?
Pagan. They never go to church. Or so I've been told.
That has got to be the most small-minded thing I have ever heard. You're essentially saying that people that don't go to church and Satanism are the same thing. I don't go to church. Does that mean you think I'm a Satanist? Because if you do, it just goes to show how little
whoa,
you...
Whoa, let's not go there. Why are we even talking about Satanists? And Tammy Lynn's disappearance? This is a celebration, you guys. Let's not spoil it by talking religion. Right? No religion, no politics, and no... What's the other thing you're not supposed to talk about?
Sex.
Really?
Yep.
Okay then. No religion, no politics, and no sex. Our agenda is set.
Oh, no sex? That sounds like a real drag, don't you think?
What's the big deal, right? Sex!
The politics, I could definitely do without, though. My mother says this Jimmy Carter, if he wins, that this country will go to hell in a handbasket.
Of course she would.
She says he's a peanut-farming, abortion-loving, liberal stooge who'll probably turn the country right over to the Soviets. Lock, stock, and barrel.
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad loves him. Which right there proves something's wrong with the guy. Am I right?
Oh, Al, you're so funny.
Guilty as charged. I got one for you. A man walks into a bar. In one hand, he's holding a bag of shit.
Oh my gosh, stop it. No, wait. That is too much. You were just so funny. Were you the one? I feel like you were the one who had that joke. It was something about like a Corvette and a pineapple. Was that you?
Hey,
oh my gosh.
All right.
You are just too much.
You are
too much. I officially labeled you.
Because if you're
too
not,
much.
We could get out of here.
Run's our ride.
No, I don't mean out of here. No, I just mean we could go for a walk or something, you know? Grab a couple of cold ones and split.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
Want to head down towards the lake?
Okay, yeah.
Great, yeah, I'll grab us some beers. Let's go.
Okay.
Here you go.
Thanks.
You know, Belle's mother is right.
Is she?
She is. Wheat bread is very suspicious.
Can you believe that?
I'm trying not to.
I don't even know how to... What does that even mean?
I think Elle's mother prefers white bread for her daughter.
Somebody should probably tell Al.
I was thinking the same thing, but then I thought maybe Al might.
Might what?
He can be charming in his own way. You know, he's always good for some free slices of pie from Margie at Tom's Diner.
That's true. And he's funny.
Funny looking.
Hardy har har.
Besides, I think I was already seeing some chinks in the seemingly impervious Matter family armor.
Really?
Yep, I saw her hand on his knee.
You're just as deluded as he is.
Okay, I prefer the term hopeful.
Lee Hillerman, the feel-good optimist.
I mean, my charms are working on you, aren't they?
You got me there. So, who's this band nerd you've got a crush on? What? What is it?
Cindy.
Yeah?
There's something that I should tell you.
Okay.
Ever since you moved here, I don't know,
You don't?
No, I do. I do know. I just don't really know how to say this.
Come here.
I think
that said it, Lee. I like you too, by the way.
You do?
Oh my god, Lee. It's so obvious.
It is?
Yes, it is.
I thought that, I just figured that you were into...
What? Jocks?
No, I don't mean... I don't know. Other guys.
No, Lee, I'm not into any other guys. I was actually starting to worry you might never make your move.
I'm just really shy, and girls kind of make me...
I know, Lee. That's one of the things I like about you.
It is?
It is.
Good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Yes. Very good. So, how far is this lake? With as warm as it is, we might have to take a dip.
A dip?
Don't worry, Lee. I won't peek.
No, I'm not worried. I skinny dipped it every summer when I was at camp.
Oh, really?
Butt ass naked.
Give me a break. Seriously, though, how much further is it?
It's close. This is the path that leads you right to the lake, but you do know that the lake is fenced off, right?
What? Fenced off? Well, then how are we supposed to take a dip?
I suppose we could hop the fence, but trust me, you would not want to skinny dip in Whispering Lake.
Lee Hillerman, hop the fence? I would never. Don't you know that fence hopping is yet another symptom of the systematic breakdown of our society? Just ask Mama Matters.
Oh, yeah, of course. It is unlikely that we as a country can survive so long as horny teens keep hopping fences.
Horny teens? Who said anything about horny teens?
Crazy, like horny, but crazy. You know what I mean?
Oh, sorry you feel that way. I was totally horny. Now whatever will I do to release my raging teen hormones? Maybe I can run off with all this pent-up sexual energy. Mark, set, go, Lee. Last one to the lake's a rotten egg.
Hey, you cheated. Come back here. You gotta say start first. Come on.
Hello, Sheriff. Deputy West. Go ahead and grab a seat. I'll be right there.
Thanks, Margie. A coffee when you get a chance.
No problemo. Same for you, Sheriff?
Yes, please.
Looks like we got here just in time for the post-game rush.
True indeed. Watching football requires a lot of red meat and potatoes.
And beer. Cooper and Donovan are going to have their hands full tonight.
Yep. That's why I got dinner scheduled, too.
Well, I don't know about you, but I sure needed a break.
Agreed. I thought a change of scenery might do us some good also.
A bike couldn't hurt.
Hasn't ever yet.
What brings you boys in so late?
Just taking a break from going round and round in circles.
Sure got your hands full, Margie.
Don't I know it. My feet will be swole something fierce in the morning. You boys know what you want?
I'll have the usual.
And you, Deputy?
Let's see. Let me go ahead and get the steak and eggs.
How do you like the eggs?
Over easy.
And the steak bloody, right?
Just off the hoof.
I'll get it in.
Thanks, Margie.
No worries. I'll swing back by with a fresh pot to warm you up in a minute.
You know, I've been thinking about all this talk.
What talk's that?
About this cult stuff. These Satanists.
Oh, yeah?
What if there's more to it than just talk? I know you're gonna say we should be following the facts of the case. And you're right. But what are the facts of this case? What if, I mean, don't you think it's a little strange?
What's that?
I don't know. It's just, it doesn't seem like we had any of this going on just a few years back.
Any of what?
You know what? The graffiti, all the other stuff that we ain't been talking about. The altars or shrines or whatever you want to call them. And all the animals.
Well, we ain't been talking about it, Wes, because we don't know what, if anything, all the garbage is. Ain't that right?
Well, that's just it. We don't know because, well, no disrespect intended, Sheriff. We don't know because we ain't been asking the right questions or looking in the right places.
Okay, West. Tell me what's on your mind, Ben.
Now, I've been reading a little bit. More than just a little bit, really. The Reverend over the First Church of Christ, he's given me a couple of real doozies to look over.
Has he?
He sure has. This one, Satan Seller, by this fella, Warnke, about being raised as a Satanist. He was forced to... God, I can barely tell it. Forced into sex orgies as a kid. Then you got Rosemary's Baby and The Exorcist.
The movies?
That was based on a true story, Sheriff. Both of them.
Okay.
You know, it ain't just books and movies either. You got that Zodiac Killer in California and the Alphabet Murders in New York. It's like it's from coast to coast in those Mansons a few years back starting it all. And did you know there's a Church of Satan now?
Can't say that I did.
There is. Down in San Francisco, there's this fella, Anton Levy, calls himself the Black Pope. He's written a satanic Bible and everything, got a book of rituals for folks to follow.
You don't say.
That's right. There's also this Order of the Nine Angels and another fellow, Wayne West. He's formed his own first occultic Church of Man, whatever that's supposed to mean. I guess what I'm getting at is even Magnolia ain't safe no more from these satanic influences. Even if it ain't some kind of church or anything like that here, it might still be happening right under our noses. I mean, you gotta agree, these last few years, we've seen at least, I know, I've seen some pretty peculiar stuff. Way more than what we've ever seen before. You got all the little things starting to add up to something big here.
I don't know, Wes. This ain't San Francisco or New York. This is Magnolia, Arkansas, and...
What about... Remember back about a year ago, right around last Halloween? Hell, it was all we could do to keep it under wraps. Mrs. Dayton's place, how they tore poor Mrs. Dayton's cats to shreds.
Well, weren't you the one that said it was likely coyotes?
Oh, come on, Sheriff. I ain't ever seen coyotes spread animals like that around. The blood all up and everywhere you looked spread around, like, on purpose. Like, I just said it because I didn't know or didn't want to admit what I was looking at.
It was odd. I'll give you that.
Right. So let's just say it is some kind of local boys doing this. First, they start with the mills, get a taste for it, putting their beliefs out there, watching the town folks squirm. Then they build some altars. Shoot, maybe they got one of them ritual books or heck, maybe even that satanic Bible. Either way, now they think they're entering the big leagues. So then what? I'll tell you what. Then these boys take the next step. They start with animal sacrifice over at Mrs. Dayton's place. Something that these books I'm reading talk all about. And then, Sheriff, then they...
You're saying they're working up to something bigger. Huh.
Exactly.
Easy now. Keep your voice down, Deputy.
Sorry, Sheriff.
We're just spitballing here. I'm still not hearing any facts directly related to our case.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Sheriff. Because that brings me to the next little thing that I've been thinking about. Connecting the dots, so to say.
We come this far. Let's hear it.
And then there's Tammy Lynn's own family history to take into account.
How's that now?
Her family's a bit on the outside, you know. They ain't all that well off. Tamlin's mom has had some bad luck with men and with the bottle.
What's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
Well, she'd be vulnerable to, how can I say this, certain dark influences. She ain't got religion, she ain't got means, and she ain't never passed on any good thing to Tammy.
I don't know. That, I said all that. Norma's done her best with a rotten hand.
I'm not disputing that, Sheriff. I know that. I'm just saying that the whole family is a bit godless.
That's a hell of a thing to say, West.
I'm not making any judgments here, Sheriff. I'm just stating the facts. These groups target women like Norma and girls like Tammy Lynn. They force them to do god-awful things. Things that'd turn your stomach.
You read that in your book too, huh?
I sure did.
And?
And let's face it, we both know that this town has seen its fair share of strange goings-on.
Has it?
Hell, Sheriff, we both grew up here. We know all about it.
It?
The lake. Whispering Lake has long been known to be haunted by Indian spirits, and they ain't good spirits at that. No doubt about that.
Well, Deputy, you make some very compelling arguments here and some very...
I'm just saying.
Hold on now. Let me have a quick say. First off, I'd definitely be interested in learning more about the possibility that we have some copycat cult stuff going on. I think that is definitely worth pursuing. Not sure how that plays into our missing person case, but I'd like to know either way.
It does, Sheriff.
I'm not done yet. With respect to the fact that these groups might be preying on young women, I find especially disturbing, and if it's true, then we may indeed need to take a look at some of our earlier cases around the vandalism and, the other stuff. See if we can't make some connections. If it leads to Tammy, it'll be worth the time. Like you said, though, we were both born and raised in these parts. So we've seen our fair share of odd things and heard many a strange bump in the night. And it wasn't ever Satanists.
But that's just it. These new Satanists, they perform all these rituals. I've been reading about them. I'll show you. They do sex rituals and they play music that summons the devil. And they do paintings.
I don't see how.
This is what I'm getting at, Sheriff. This is the link. These Satanists, these new ones, they actually look for these vortices. I'm not sure how they pronounce it, but they're supposed to be these, like, high-energy sites, like energy wells. That's where they, like, do their rituals. That's where they think, like, the devil has the most power or something like that.
Ah. I see now. And you think that Whispering Lake is one of those sites? From Indian burial ground to satanic supersite.
Shit, pardon my French. It almost has to be, doesn't it? Everyone in these parts all know about the shadow that lake casts over this town.
That's quite a stretch, West.
I don't think so. And I'm not saying it ain't disturbing to know that something like that is right in our backyard, but it's a damn sight better than not knowing it.
It is in our backyard. No doubt about that.
And did you know there's supposed to be hidden bunkers up there from back when the Army Corps of Engineers was doing God knows what up there?
That's been the rumor long as I can remember.
I'll bet it's more than a rumor. We should...
All right, gents, here we go. One steak and eggs over easy and bloody as a sacrifice. And one biscuits and gravy with hash browns on the side.
Thanks, Margie.
Thanks, Margie.
Not a problem. You boys need anything else?
I'm good.
Can I get some ketchup?
Sure, Deputy. I'll be right back.
So like I'm saying...
Hold that thought, Wes. Let's save it for after we eat.
Okay, Sheriff. I can see I got you thinking about it, though.
You got me thinking about something, all right. But I don't want anyone here eavesdropping and spreading rumors about human sacrifices and haunted burial grounds.
Sure, you're right.
By the way, ketchup on a steak... Is its own particular evil, Wes. Beholdest thou demote.
Hey everyone, it's Pacific again, here with a quick ad break and a reminder. You can get access to ad-free episodes on our Patreon at patreon.com/SCP_POD.
All right, so you guys know that I've been trying to lose weight lately. You know, I've been kind of on the bigger side for most of my life, but I've been able to drop a lot of weight because I've been trying to eat healthier.
You look good.
Thank you. The problem is I can't cook at all. Like, I'm basically
I've tasted your food.
I don't know if you guys ever heard of Factor Meals before.
Yeah. No.
Okay, so Factor Meals, it's like these easy, ready-to-eat meals that they'll send to your house.
I'm sure you've
heard of services that do
this type of thing. Yes,
where they send food. And what I actually really liked about Factor is it's like, it has to be kind of idiot-proof for me because I can't cook or do anything. But it's like ready in 2 minutes. It literally comes everything together. You don't have to
make anything.
It's all put together in its own thing. 2 minutes. It's not frozen, which actually makes it awesome.
Oh, nice.
You know, the frozen food.
Yeah.
It comes like in a box. It's like chilled, with the cooling stuff. But you got all kinds. So I did the keto one, but they also have like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus. They've even got like, so my wife ended up really liking these like energy shots.
Okay.
That they put in the box that we ordered, where it's literally like just a little shot of different kinds of energy shots that were awesome.
That sounds amazing.
I always was like, I'd see these commercials or I'd hear commercials for stuff, but I thought Factor Meal seemed like something that was really threading that needle and would have been really, really perfect for me. But dude, they had like pancakes, smoothies.
Who doesn't love pancakes?
Dinners and stuff like that.
Yeah. So they have breakfast?
They got like midday snacks. So I thought it was like perfect.
Get it in, get it done, boom.
If you're just looking for like fast premium options and you don't have to really cook or be able to do anything.
Sure.
Factor is awesome for that kind of stuff. And I thought the quality of the meals, restaurant quality meals that I just could like heat and eat, dude. So it's not like your frozen stuff you get at the grocery store. So if you guys want to try Factor Meals, I'd say go for it because it's really helped me out. And I was actually really surprised. All you guys have to do is head to factormeals.com/badmovies50 and use code badmovies50. That's 50 to get 50% off. That's code badmovies50 at factormeals.com/badmovies50 to get 50% off, guys. Give it a try.
That's half.
I know.
And now, back to the show.
Thanks for the hand tonight.
No problem. Holly's right. All this waiting is enough to drive you crazy.
It'll be soon enough.
What are you two talking about? I heard my name.
I was just saying how waiting was the hardest part.
Well, you better get used to it, because that's all that ever happens around here.
And with good reason.
Oh, really? And what reason would that be?
Maybe it's a part of the plan.
Kid, there ain't no plan.
There's a plan.
Bro, if there is, you know as much about it as I do, and that ain't shit.
I'm a believer.
Well, I heard what you said earlier, and let me tell you, you're as deluded as the choir.
What's that mean?
It means this shit can't go no ways but sideways, like he said. This is all about, I don't know.
Exactly.
No, not exactly. I'm just trying to say what I'm saying.
Go on, then.
I would, if you'd shut the hell up. This is all about science. Take it from me. I'm the one going out and taking readings at the lake.
Is that why you're out?
That's right, kid. The doctor drops off these journals. You've seen them. The instructions are very particular, and I've got about 50 empty squares to fill out every time.
And what are they?
Yeah, Holly. What are they?
Fuck you, bro. I don't know what they are, kid. But I got my little gizmo from the doctor, and I take my reading and fill in my square, and he does who knows what with it.
So
that right there should tell you that this ain't got shit to do with Jesus or Buddha or whoever else is set to come.
Not necessarily.
Oh, Rowan, you pea-brained lummox. I know you think the doctor's some kind of messiah. Set us all free from our past. Lord knows he's probably the one got you thinking it. But the truth is, he's just another tinkerer. And we're nothing but guinea pigs in a lab.
Well, I hope that ain't true.
It ain't, kid.
Or it is. He don't know. And neither do you.
And neither do you.
It don't take a genius.
But is it like Rowan said? Are you cured now?
Kid's asking you a question, Holly.
Shut up. That's about the only
That's what?
Yes, 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 I'm cured, and God knows I don't know how he done it, but he did, and
it was the lake.
There's no sneaking one past you, Sherlock. Yes, it was the lake, and I don't pretend to know what all that means, but if we're all being honest, Rowan, let's be completely honest.
Honest about what?
You know, we've gone over and over it.
What?
What we was talking about earlier.
About what goes in the lake?
And what comes out.
It's just you come out, but better. Heal, just like Rowan says.
Nah, kid.
Yes, you're right.
Tell me this. How long did he hold you under?
How long?
Yeah, easy question. How long did the doctor baptize you for?
I can't quite remember, I guess.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you skip tonight's dose and tell me what you remember in the morning?
Nope. Don't do that, kid. That medicine is very important for us.
Let the kid make his own mind up if you're such a firm believer.
What will I remember?
Well, if you're anything like me or Saul of Damascus over here, you'll remember going into the lake.
So, what's the big deal?
The big deal is that the lake, it ain't no holy place. That's for goddamn sure. There's voices.
Voices? I don't remember any...
Shut up, Holly.
And those voices, they want only one thing.
I said shut up. You're talking about things you know nothing about.
Then we got something in common.
What do they want?
They want...
I said...
To take you down to hell.
Shut up.
I don't remember nothing like that.
You will. The first time you forget.
So do the smart thing, kid. And don't forget.
There's more.
What more?
That ain't even the worst of it.
What's the worst of it?
Why don't you tell him, Rob? What had you all upset when you first puzzled it out?
I was mistaken.
The hell?
What, Ro? Mistaken about what?
Tell him.
There ain't nothing to tell.
It's about your baptism.
My baptism?
That's right.
What about it?
Nothing, kid.
God damn it. You tell him or I'll tell him.
I wish you would just shut your mouth. You know as well as I do that we only have an inkling of the bigger picture here, and you're just running off at the mouth.
Will you two quit it and just tell me?
The thing is, kid, just like it says in the Bible, you gotta put off the old man to take up the new.
What's that mean?
It means that you can't inherit the kingdom of God as an imperfect vessel.
Oh, stuff the holy roller shit, Rowan. The doctor drowned us. There ain't nothing miraculous or esoteric about it.
Drowned us? No. He just dipped me under. I don't remember that.
Well, you wouldn't know, would you? But he did. Another one of the revelations that pop up when you forget your magic pill.
It ain't like she's saying.
Are you saying he killed me?
I think he finally gets it. Gold star for Aspen.
It's a necessary part of the migration.
I can't believe it. So I was dead?
As a doornail.
And in hell?
As close to it as you can get on this earth.
Bullshit.
Bullshit yourself. You got your beliefs, and I got mine.
But why?
That is the million-dollar question. You figure that out, and you figure out this whole thing.
Can we please drop it? We got plenty of work to do to get ready for tonight. Holly, go get the salt bath ready. Aspen, why don't you double-check, make sure the room's ready for our newest addition.
That's what I thought. Yes, sir. Boss.
I didn't realize all that.
Listen, kid. We'll talk about it later. Maybe I can have the doctor talk to you about it. He did the same for Holly. And don't forget, she's talking a lot of mess, but she's still here, which means she knows the doctor's doing something good for her. Otherwise, she'd be long gone, right?
Yeah. I suppose that must be right.
Sure it is. Now go on. Let's get ready. I'll put something on the turntable to set the mood.
Almost time now. The doctor. See, here he is.
Please.
Just hush it up now. You hear? It'll all be over soon enough. Hello, Doctor.
Eldon.
It's so good to see you again.
It's good to see you too, Eldon. What's it been?
It's been almost 2 months since our last baptism.
Has it only been that long? Well, that puts us right on the heels, all things considered.
True enough.
How's the congregation?
Oh, the congregation is coming right along. I'd say we're up over 150 members at last count. Truly. Amazing.
That's wonderful news, Eldon. I knew you were the man for the job.
That means a lot, Doctor. So tonight's the big night, huh?
It is.
I'm very excited to see what happens. We ain't ever had one this young.
Me too, Eldon. And you're right. Like I mentioned on the phone, we're definitely in uncharted territory tonight.
Yes, sir. Very different from the last time. That boy, he had an evil spirit running through him.
Perhaps, Eldon. But let's not forget, it isn't the righteous man called to mercy. It's the sinner.
Amen. I gotta say...
Yes?
There's something different down here tonight, right? Almost like something's in the air. I can almost taste it.
You think?
I do. Can't you? It's like ozone. I feel like there's a charge to the air. Or maybe I'm just...
No, my friend. I think you're absolutely right. There is indeed something in the air. And I'm sure you can hear it, too. And that's with the SCP fully masking.
Just what I was going to say.
I wish I could take the credit for that, but I suspect that little piece of sorcery is all thanks to... you know who.
Is it now?
Indeed. He's found a way to prime the pump, so to speak.
Well, whatever he's done, there's no doubt that tonight is gonna be different.
And how about Tammy Lynn? Is she ready?
She's good to go. She's been blubbering quite a bit on the way over here, but you can hardly blame her. This ain't like the others. Her being, well... chosen against her will and all.
Yes, that is.
She'll be fine once you get her under, Doc. We know how the lake does.
Let's hope so. We've got a lot riding on this one, Eldon.
That's right.
She's young, and she may have ties to the land.
Yes, you mentioned that too. I'm curious about it. But I've got to admit, it's a bit over my head.
Well, for the moment, it's an unknown variable. But I'm curious as well. She could trigger... We could see some very dramatic findings, Eldon.
Praise the Lord, and thank you, Jesus.
Indeed. Well, let's get started, shall we? There'll be plenty of time for talk once our business is done.
Yes, sir.
I trust you've gone over the steps that we've discussed?
Yes, Doctor.
We'll need to move quickly once I disable the special containment procedures.
Oh, yes, sir. I won't screw it up like last time.
Please don't. It is absolutely critical that you keep the hearing protection in at all times, Eldon. Those plugs are my own design, and they essentially act as a wearable SCP while we conduct our business. And they're the only thing keeping you out of that lake. Do you understand?
Yes, Doctor. I got it.
And do not look directly into the lake like last time, Eldon. It will take you under. I want you to keep your eyes on me at all times.
No, sir, I won't. I am locked in good and tight.
And as a last resort, remember the mantra. It's not 100% effective, but if you concentrate, it can disentangle your mind from the lake.
I remember. I've got it committed to memory.
All right, then. Let's get suited up.
Here you go, Doc. And here's your mask, too, just in case she recognizes you.
Perfect. Thank you. Do I... are these in right? Let me have a look. Yes, you got them in right this time.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this, your holy armor.
Yes, indeed. All right, get the girl, Eldon. Listen for the gate. Once you hear it, move quickly. I'll meet you on the pier.
Yes, sir. All right, little miss. God damn it! Get back here, you little bitch!
Help! Somebody help me!
Got you!
No!
You!
Let me go!
You shouldn't have done that!
Help me!
Move your ass! I ain't got time for this shit! You heard the doc. We gotta be in and out. You'll be hugging me and snotting all over my shoulder in about 10 minutes. You'll see. Now, let's go.
No! Help! Help!
That's it. You wanna drag your feet?
No!
Alrighty then. Upsy-daisy. Huh? There's the gate.
Land, baby. Since we've been together, I'ma talk to you however. And you won't leave. Gonna get a face full of gray. What the hell? You gotta be kidding me. All the nights. Fucking breach.
Told you.
Well, now what?
They can just go back. Hopefully Elle is drunk enough to stop quoting her mother.
Go back? I don't want to go back. Why is this dang lake fenced up anyways?
Well, that's a complicated question. I think the official line is they did all sorts of testing up here.
Testing?
That's the official line. This was all a part of the Army Corps of Engineers sweeping through and building bridges and dams and all sorts of other stuff.
What, like the New Deal? That's why there's random bunkers full of teens and fenced off nuclear lakes? This is FDR's doing? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's right.
You live in a weird town, Lee.
Hey, you live here too now, you know?
Yeah, but I'm just, you know... I'm new to town.
So all the weird hasn't rubbed off on you yet. Is that what you're trying to say?
Sure. That sounds about right.
The truth is, there's way more to Whispering Lake than just what Uncle Sam is alleged to have done up here, you know? Ren and I have been...
Did you hear that?
Yeah. What was that?
Shh!
Maybe it's somebody lost?
No, That was not an I'm lost kind of scream. Lee, I think that might have been Tammy Lynn.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I've got this bad feeling. This whole night.
I don't know. What if it's just Ren's special hitting us?
We should go check it out.
What? Are you crazy? I'm not. What if they've got guns?
Who?
I don't know. The kidnappers.
So you do think it's Tammy Lynn?
I'm not saying that. I just.
Well, what do you want to do?
Let's go back and let's get Ren and Al, and then we can.
What if something terrible is happening to her right now? Come on, Hillerman. What if that was me out there?
All right. But let's not go charging down there, all right? Let's go slow and low.
Of course. Slow and low.
Stay close to the fence, all right? The sound came from that way.
All right, let's go. And don't be checking out my ass.
That's the only reason I'm going along with this.
Creep. Jesus.
Remember what I said?
Yes, Doctor. Don't look in the lake. Keep the earplugs in.
You do not recognize the bodies in the water.
Got it.
All right. Do we have everything?
Yes, Doctor.
You've got the halo on and ready to go?
Yes, Doctor.
Adrenaline, just in case?
Yes, Doctor. Got it right here.
Okay, then. The smelling salts, Eldon.
Yes, sir.
What? Who are you? You've got to help me, please. Some religious nut grabbed
me. Relax, Tammy Lynn. I'm here to help.
Well, why are you wearing that mask? And what's that? That sound?
What sound is that, Tammy Lynn?
That's Sam. My little brother.
Is it?
Yes, he... I think... Don't you hear that? Him calling?
I don't.
What the hell is going on here? Who are you? What is all this? Why is Sam...
I'll take you to him, Tammy, if you like. Would you like that?
Yes, I want to see my brother. He's calling to me.
Then come with me. Come with me out into the lake. Let's go see Sam.
Yeah, okay, then... The water's so cold. Why is it so cold?
This is a very special place, Tammy Lynn. And you're a very special subject.
Special? What's special?
Come here. Just try to relax. Hang on.
No!
Don't fight it, Tammy. Stay down.
From the start, my grand.
grandfather smoking his pipe out on the porch. My eyes watch like a dream, this life that spills over me and rocks me to sleep. The sky.
Goddammit!
I hear my Judy.
Eldon! Eldon!
What's going on?
We've got to move. Help me get her out of here. We need to revive her immediately.
Got it. I'm with you. Sorry, Doc. I don't know.
Later. All right, set her down.
Is she okay, Doc?
She'll be fine. The Halo's readings are... they're off the charts. I've never seen anything like it.
What's that mean?
It means we might see. We're going to learn a lot tonight about the site. I don't really know yet. It's...
Praise the Lord!
All right, stand clear. I'm administering a shock. Give me a pulse reading.
Nothing.
Okay, clear.
Clear.
Her pulse...
nothing, Doc.
Come on, Tammy Lynn. Clear.
Clear.
Check her.
We've got a pulse. We've got a pulse. Praise the Lord.
Aha. Excellent. Okay, give her some space. You never know. Sometimes when they come out of the lake, things happen. Tammy Lynn?
What happened? Where am I?
Tammy Lynn?
Tammy Lynn?
No.
What's that sound?
Give me the plugs, Eldon, quick! In my valise!
Got it.
Just listen to the sound of my voice, Tammy Lynn. Focus on the sound of my voice. Right here, with me. We'll be leaving the very second you're able.
Is that... Sam?
The plugs, Eldon.
Here you go, Doc.
Excellent. Here, Tammy Lynn. Tammy Lynn! I'm going to be putting something in your ears, okay? They're going to block out some pesky voices, okay?
Okay, but is that Sam?
I'll explain everything in a minute, my dear. I promise. Just bear with me.
Okay, I think I hear my...
Here we go.
Oh, yes. That's much better. What's going on? Who are... Where am I?
Excellent. Let's talk as we walk. It's absolutely imperative that we get as far from the lake as possible. Follow me, please.
I'll second that.
Yeah, okay.
Excellent. Keep moving. We're almost there. Almost there.
I can't. I don't feel so...
Tammy Lynn, what is it?
She don't look so hot, Doc.
Don't...
Tammy Lynn, are you okay?
Something...
What the hell's going on, Doc?
Tammy Lynn, tell me what's happening.
I can't feel my legs.
Tammy Lynn, look at me. Are you feeling any unusual sensations? What are you feeling?
I don't... It feels like burning.
God damn it. Back in the water, Tammy Lynn.
What?
Come with me. We've got to get you back in the water.
I think something's wrong.
Get back in the water. You've got to... Eldon, stand back. I'll take it from here.
What? It's so hot.
Eldon, stand back. Tammy Lynn, listen to me. You've got to get back into the water.
What do you mean? What's happening?
No.
Help me.
Doc.
Stay back. There's nothing we can do.
What the hell is this? We've got to...
We're losing her.
Help me!
Be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day.
Enough.
What in God's name was that, Doc?
I don't know.
I thought the halo said...
Shut up. Is that... Do you hear sirens?
Oh, H-E-double hockey sticks. What are we gonna do now?
We've got to go.
We can't just leave her here.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
But that old...
It's not up for debate, Eldon. Unless you feel like explaining this to local law enforcement. Pack it up. We've got to move. Oh, I won't be able to reset the perimeter defenses. Damn it. The Foundation will know we've been beyond the containment area.
The who?
Let's go.
Where are we going? To the lab?
No. You get to the house on Portland.
The house? Okay. Doc, did we just...
Yes, Eldon. We did.
SCP Archives was created by Pacific S. Obadiah and John Grills. Class of 76 was written by F. Cole Serrano. Lee Hillerman was special guest star Brian David Gilbert. Cindy Stevens was Madeline Moore. Rin Kubo was Brennan Nguyen. Al Perez was Jimmy Ferrer. Tammy Lynn Halona was Kayla Timoshev. Elm Stevens was Graham Rowett. Thaddeus Cooper was Damon Olmes. Sheriff Kubo was Gary Scales. Deputy West was Chut Neelius. Dr. Ash Calderwood was Chris Young. Eldon was Atticus Jackson. Holly Dilden was Krista Lewis. Rowan was Nate Dufort. Aspen Daniels was Dustin Parsons. Ellie Matters was Jamie Bauer. Margie was Addison Peacock. Our dialogue editor was Maisie McNamara. This episode featured the song Dizzy in Sunlight by The Blasting Company. Our music was made by the incredible Matt Rory Berger. Our sound designer was Dana Kreisman. Our showrunner was Daisy McNamara. And I'm your producer, Pacific S. Obadiah. Our executive producers are Tom Moen and Brad Miska. This is a Bloody FM show.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.